أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we continue on in the blessed month of Ramadan, and we are looking at various traditions, sayings, statements of the Prophet and his noble family to help us reconnect and to develop a further love and affinity for the Quran, we focus on the tradition from our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he teaches us one of the etiquette of recitation of the Quran. And by etiquette, we don't mean, for example, having physical purity or facing the Qibla or any of the other, you know, etiquette which are mentioned by scholars before we engage in recitation of the Quran. Obviously, all of these are important, but he guides us to a etiquette, and when we actually are reciting the verses of the Quran, things that should be running through our mind, things that we should be thinking about as we engage in this regular recitation of the Book of Allah. And in this beautiful tradition, the sixth Imam says the following about how we should actually go about reciting the verses of Allah. And he states the following. It is advisable for the person who is reciting the Quran that when he reaches to a verse from the Quran in which there is a request for something, that he asks Allah for that thing. Or when he reaches to a verse of the Quran in which there is talk about the punishment, that he asks Allah for protection from the fire of hell and the punishment. Here the sixth Imam beautifully shows us the importance of, again, not just reciting the book, but rather reciting with reflection, with thought, with contemplation. He clearly shows us that when we recite the Quran and we come across a verse that talks about some benefit, some pleasure, some reward, whether it be this world or otherworldly, that we pause and we ask Allah for that blessing. When we recite verses of the Quran that talk about paradise under, you know, in which people will reside in gardens under which rivers flow, and that they will be given fruits of every kind and whatever they would like would be at hand, we should not just read this verse and skip over it and go on to the next passage, but rather we should stop, think, reflect on that particular verse and ask Allah for what those blessings are that we have just recited. Obviously, this means that we need to understand what we recite within the Quran, because as the sixth Imam is showing us, that this is what we should ask for. And if we don't understand the verses, then we can't be at a level to ask Allah for these things. And on the other side, he shows us when we read a verse about the punishment of Allah, and these are within the Quran in numerous different ways and numerous different wordings, where we are told about the fire of hell, we are told about certain punishments that would be inflicted upon people. We're told of sometimes even punishments within this world if we don't obey commandments. When we come across such verses, we need to stop for pause and think for a minute that are we doing those actions that Allah is condemning within the Quran? And if so, we need to seek protection in Allah from those punishments, from those actions rather that would cause those punishments. And at the same time, also seek to change our lives to be able to realize what is right and wrong and perform actions accordingly. And especially in this blessed month of Ramadan, in which we are performing so many actions to get closer to Allah, we should make a pledge to Allah and to ourselves that we will do our best, that in this month of Ramadan, and even when we leave the month of Ramadan, when we have completed the fasting, that we have done our best to keep away from those actions which we have read in these blessed verses of the Quran on a nightly basis, and that we will do our best to perform those actions that we have also read about, which will earn us a reward in this world and the world to come. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.